Ha'ashon chites ha'toido. If they make the shechita on the korban toido, lefnim means inside the azor. So the shechita was done in the right place. But for lachmo chutz lachaymam, but the lachmei toido are outside the chaymus of Yushalayim. And really it's a machloik, as you see in the Gemara, exactly what chutz lachaymam means, but some of course know it means outside Yushalayim, is like kiddush alechem. Then the lechem does not receive its kedusha. The lechem has to be inside b'shas the shechita of the korban toido. What's going to be shochato ad shalei kormu betanor? Let's say they made the shechita on the korban ha-toido before the lechems were baked in the oven. Ad shalei kormu betanor means before I got a crumb, before I got a crisp on top of the challah in the oven, so it's not fully baked yet. V'yafilu korma kulam, even if all of them were crisp already, chutz miyechad, only one of them was not. The locher is like kiddush alechem. The lechem does not receive its kedusha. It has to have all 40 lechems have to be baked already before you make the shechita of the toida. Now the Gemara says, "My chutz lechayma." What does the Mishnah mean to say if the lachmei toida are outside the wall? That's not kodesh. That's a machlekes. That Rabbi Yechon Amar, Rabbi Yechon says, "Chutz lechayma is beis pagi." It means outside the walls of beis pagi. So Rashi says it means "Hainu chutz lechayma is harabayis," outside the walls of the harabayis. It was on inside the Harabayis would be Kodesh. Even though it's not inside the Beis HaMikdash itself, it's not inside the Azara, it's just inside the Harabayis. It's a Machna Leviyah, that's enough for it to have its Kedusha. So Chutz Lechemia means outside the Beis Pagi, outside the Machna Leviyah, outside the Harabayis. For Shlok HaShama, Chutz Lechemia Sazara, no, if it's outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside the Azara, even though it's inside the base of the Harabayis, so it's not Kodesh. But this is the way the Meforish learns the Pshat in Beis Pagi. On the bottom in the Rashi, Ksav Yodah, it says, Chutz Lechemia Beis Pagi means Chutz Lechemia Fachitzoyne of Yerushalayim, the outer walls of Yerushalayim. So it's a machlokes is exactly what does Beis Pagi mean. So now explain it like this. Resh Lakish Shoma Chutz Lechemia Sazor, if it's outside the Chemia of the Azor itself, it's not Kodesh. Binan Al Besamach. It has to be, it says Al, has to be at least Samech, it has to be near the Korban. See, if it has to be at least inside the base of Migdash, if it's outside the Chaymas of the Azora, it has no Kedusha. For Rabbi Yechon Noma, Chutz Lechaymas Beis Pagi, no, as long as it's not outside the walls of Beis Pagi, it's Kodesh. It's only outside Beis Pagi, it's not Kodesh. Avo Chutz Li Azora, but it's just outside the base of Migdash itself, Kodesh. Rabbi Yechon says, yes, the Lachmei Toida receives its Kedusha. And v'loy binan al b'samach, he did not have to have al b'samach right next to the base, right next to the korban atayda. So that's the machlokes. What does the Torah says al? Does it mean b'samach right next to it, or even far away? Also, it's considered al. So Mora says, well, if l'go bo chodes yimno, we have already this machlokes one time between Resh Lakish and Rabbi Yechonon. This none we learned like this. The Gemara M'sachim ha'shoychet asa pesach al achomitz as somebody shechs a korban pesach. On chametz, does he ask chametz in his rishus? Loch lezei v'loy sasei. He's over loy sasei. B'shas teshchita of the korban pesach, and now let have chametz. If you have chametz in your rishus, you're over special loy sasei. Of a shechita esa pesach ala chametz. Rabbi Yudurai mer af hatomid. Even b'shas teshchita of the korban hatomid also he'd be over lav. By the tomid ben habayim of erev pesach, he'd be over this lav not to shech the korban b'shas yam chametz. Rashi says the pshat is the pasuk says our chometz dam zibchi means zibchi ham yuchad li dehainu tamid. Even the korban hatamid also he'd be over this lav if you have chometz. Now the yomer Resh Lakish says the yomer main chayiv, you're not chayiv if you have chometz in your rishus b'shas teshchita the pesach of the korban hatamid at shehei oil l'shoichit oil l'zorik oil liyechad mivnei hachabura imoy b'azoro. Unless they have the chametz with them there inside the Azara. Either the Sheikhet has chametz with him, or else the Kohen is doing this Riko, or else one of the Bnei Chabura of the Yisraelim, they have to have chametz in the Azara. But if you don't have an oil besamach right next to them, they're not over this lav. Pasuk says, Al chametz nam zibchi. He says, Al means besamach. For Rabbi Yechon Amar, no, Apo pi sheinima b'Azara, even though it's not inside the Azara, even though it says the word Al, Chometz dam zivchi, he holds al is lav dach, it's not really besamach. says here the Agad already one place. So Mar says Tzrich, we have to have both machlokes in.
Yeah, so Tzrich, we need the machlokes both places. Di yitma behi, if we don't hear the machlokes by chometz, I would have thought to say behi come Rabbi Yochanan. Only over here does Rabbi Yochanan say that al is lav dafke b'somuch. Why the whole heichod yisabi yisurikoyi? Wherever the chometz is, you're over lav. In all, I have chometz in Yerushus after chatzai sayim. So the kids, so wherever the chometz is, even though it's not near the korban, still be over this lav b'shach teshchitus of the korban. Avol inyan mekadosh lechem and get our sugya of putting kedusha onto the lach meitoidom. And I would have thought to say, maybe Lele Rosh Lakish, maybe Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Rosh Lakish, that what? To Yisra b'fnim kodosh, if the lechem is inside, it will be kodosh. Avroi le kodosh, if lechem is outside, it will not be kodosh. So I would have thought to say, he agrees, that's why I need the machlokes here, by lechem. Now, the Yitma Bof, I would only learn the machlokes by lach meitoid in the case like an our Mishnah. In the case, non-Mishnah, in the case, there's less halach here, where the lechem is outside, So, the itma b'ho, I would have thought to say, b'ho kamer Rosh Lakish. Only over here does Rosh Lakish say that oil b'somach means the lechem upon, the lech lach metoid efbi mamash inside the Yazorah. But over there by chomitz, in a moidel aim, I would have said, moidel el Rav Yechanan, maybe Rosh Lakish agrees with Rav Yechanan, that you'd be chayv even though the chomitz is outside, not near the korban. Tzrichov, therefore I need this machlokes both places, both by lach meitoid and by chometz, to say that according to Rosh Lakish, al means besomach right next to it, and according to Rabbi Yechanan, al is lavdavka. Now the Gemara says, Tanya kavos to Rabbi Yechanan, bring your proof to Rabbi Yechanan. It says, Ashechet es ha-toido. If somebody shech the korban toido, lifnim, inside the Azorah. V'lach mo chutz l'choy mizbeis pagi, and the lach may toido outside the beis pagi. Again, was machlokes what exactly his beis pagi was? Well, that's the outside chaimus of the Harabayis, whether it's the outside chaimus of Yerushalayim. Well, Korban says clearly, if the lachem is outside the beis pagi, lo kiddush halechem, then lechem is not kiddush. But mashma clearly, as long as it's inside from the beis pagi, then lamaisa it would be kiddush, even though it's not inside the yazara. Says he, like Rav Yechanan, al is lav davke b'samach. Then the Mishnah says, let's say a shecht of the korban hatoida before the lechems in the oven were fully baked. It does not have a crisp, a crust on top, so it's not kodesh. So Gemara says, how do we know this, that the lechem and the lechem has to be completely baked, like have a korma, not completely, but at least korma panea to receive its kedusha? So the Tanur Rabbanan read like this. The pasuk says, al chalois lechem chometz yakiv kabonoi al zevach. So it's mashmim that the zevach is brought on the lechem. Malamna comes to teach us, shein halechem kodush, elim kem korma paneh betano. And one is a lechem kodush, only if the lechem was already korma paneh betano, if the lechem already received this crisp, it was like baked on top of it already. That's called lechem, then the tano is mekadishit. In the Parshat of Shadiah, since the Pasuk says, Loshen of Chalois Lechem, and Parshat is not called Lechem until it's Korma Paneh, until the face of it is crust, has crust on it. So that's how we know the Kiddush first comes after it's Korma Paneh. Then with Ashen, the Pasuk says, Yakriv Korbonoi Al Zevach, means to say, Malame comes to teach us, Shein HaLechem Kodush Elo B'Shchitas HaZevach. It only becomes Kodush when you make a Shchita. The Shchitas HaKorbin, that's Mekadosh the Lechem. Then the pasuk says, Zevach toidos, melamed shimshoch hashle l'shmo l'kiddush alechem. Mashm zevach toidos, you have to shecht it l'shem a korban toido. Or at least tam, but if you shecht it shle l'shmo, that then it's not mekadosh alechem. Even though shle l'shmo does not passel by a korban toido, only by chates and by pesach is possible, by toidos to kosher, but since l'olu l'shem choivom, who adin is not mekadosh alechem. Toidu Rabban, look at a verse like this. Yoitzin b'matzah no, over matzah hasuya b'yofis, that it could be yoitzah with the matzah no means like ruah, which ruah means not completely baked. So yoitzi de matzah posach pesach b'nai with matzah which is no, which is only like half baked, so it's not completely baked. Over matzah hasuya b'yofis, even though it was made in the pot, in the stewing pot, you made the matzah in the stewing pot, also yoitzi de matzah. Zmor says, now my matzah no. What does matzah no mean? Some Rav Yudah Mashmuel Kol Shaposo V'yein chutin nimshochen hemenu. Min kol zaman, you like pull apart, you crack the matzah like, and strings do not come out. And those are cracks in half. So that's called the baked enough. That's called already a matzah. But less than that is not called baked. It wouldn't be called a matzah. It has to be that when you pull it apart, it's broken. Does not come strings. Kol shaporso v'yein chutin nimshochen hemenu. The strings like by a dough before it's baked. So you pull apart the matzah, the strings will come out of it. So here, if no strings come out, that's the right, that's enough baked. Omarova, v'chein linyan lach metoida, the same thing applies by lach metoida, that if it's baked this much, it's also called lechem, and the shchit is mekadeshit. So Mor says, pshita, hocha lechem ksiv, hocha lechem ksiv. It says both of them the word lechem. So is this much baked called lechem or not? Pshita, they both have the same halacha. So Mor says, no. Ma the time I would have thought to say, Echad Amarachmono Shlo Yitel Pras. The Torah says, take one chala, one of the lachmitah that should be for the truma. He should not take pras, do not take a piece of broken one. For ho, command the priest of Dami. I would have thought to say, if it's not baked completely, it's also considered like a broken one. Maybe it's not called complete until it's baked completely. Rashi explains, Lefish and Efreches. Because it'll break when you move it, it's not baked completely. So maybe that's not called lach metoida. Kamash malon, that as long as it's baked enough, that if you crack it in half, it'll crack, and not that like the piece of the dough will come stringing out, so that's called enough baked. That's also called lach metoida. It may learn like this. Toida sheshochato al shemeinim chalois, b'shash tishechta the korban toida, yet 80 chalos in front of you. And we know only 40 is supposed to be there. So Chizkiyah Mechizkiyah says, Kitshua boyim etech shemoinim, yes, 40 out of the 80 becomes Kaddish. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Loi Kitshua boyim etech shemoinim. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, neither of them, none of them is Kaddish. Loi Kitshua boyim etech shemoinim. So Morris does explain like this. Machlekes is like this. Omar Rabbi Zeirom, Hakol Moedim, everybody agrees. If the person said that I want 40 out of these 80 to become Kodush, if so, Kitshu, everybody agrees then that 40 out of the 80 is Kodush. What do we do? How do we know which one we'll soon see? 40 out of the 80 become Kodush. If he says, Al Yikachu Aboyim, El Imkem Yikachu Shmeinim, I do not want 40 to be Kodush unless all 80 is Kodush. Then the locher is like kitshu, then nothing is chal. Since you cannot have 80, so then nothing is chal. Ki pligi, where is the machlekes pistoma? That mas sova one holds, liachray is kol mechavin, or mas sova the korban goes to kol mechavin. If you stand say, you bring 80, and you shech the korban, atoida, and have in mind that it should be kaddish. So, Reb Yechon, it says, Loi kitshu aboy mitoch shemoinim. He owes the person that has in kavon el korban gadol. He wants all 80 to be chal, and therefore the ma'aser nothing is chal. And Chizkiya that says no, 40 is chal, because what the person meant to say is really all I want is just 40 to be chal. How come I brought 80? Le'achrayis, and in case these get lost, you'll still have 40 left. So that's why it's kaddish. Abay Yom Abayis says no. The kula yam everybody holds. Everybody holds taka that you only meant to be 40 out of the 80. So what's the what does Reb Yechonin say then? It's not Kodesh. Well, the klishoris mekadshin shloy midas kamiflugi. That's the machlokes. Is the klishoris mekadish shloy midas? Masova klishoris mekadshin shloy midas. Even though you don't have in mind to become Kodesh, still it becomes Kodesh automatically. So lemaisa, that's what Reb Yechonin says. So lemaisa, therefore all 80 become Kodesh. And since 80 came to come Kaddish, therefore nothing is Kaddish. Umasova and Chizki holds no. Klishoris ain't Mekach from Shlomi Das. So we don't have in mind to have all 80 to become Kaddish. Only 40, Sedech Nami, only 40 is Kaddish, not all 80. Rapapa says no. The Kula Yalm, everybody holds Klishoris Mekach from Shlomi Das. Even without your Das, also the Klishoris is Mekaddish. It's also machlokes over here, and it could be it's only mekadesh what's supposed to be kodesh, and not what's not supposed to be kodesh. For hoch here, besakim kviv here machlokes is about the sakim, about the shchita. Masova sakim mekadesh as klishoris. That b'shach the shchita the korban is mekadesh the same way klishoris is mekadesh, even though you don't have das to make a kiddush. no sak and kivon the less leitoich ain't the mekadeshes klishos. It's not like it's not mekadeshit like a klishos. Says the shayla, when you make the shechitas on the korban, is the mekadesh 40 out of the 80, even though you have das maybe 480. Or the other thing, still we say according to Chizkiyah, the sakin is only mekadesh masheroyuloi, even shloimi das abaylam. Therefore, it's only chakudushan 40, not out of 80. That's the machlokes. So the sakin also has the same amount like a klishoris or not. And the ikadiyami some say Rav Papa says Rav Papa Amar the kula yam. Everybody holds klishoris ain't mekadesh melimidas. That a klishoris is only mekadesh what you have in mind to make a kaddish. Theocha the sakin kemiflagi. Masav the sakin alima miklishoris. That Chizki holds the sakin is better than the klishoris. The Afrika of the less late toich, even though there's no toich, there's no inside of the klishoris, nothing goes inside it. The sakin still mekadesh, it's mekadesh lemidas, what's supposed to be kaddish. Therefore, 40 of them become kaddish and not more. Masav or Rabbi Yechon holds no sakin loyalimele miklishoris. The sakin of the knife is not better than the klishoris. Therefore, it's only mekadesh midas. Therefore, if you have das and no lady, and a chnami, then the mice, it's not kodesh. So, kids ask the machloikis, what's the loch of a klisharis? And maybe a sakin is better, maybe a sakin is worse than a klisharis. Now, really, in this Gemara, there's a lot of different gurses here, a lot of different shalos. Exactly what does it mean? Mikachin shleim das or midas? It could be pshat, is Rashi brings down two pshat to me, it could be just the opposite way. You're machavim for 40, and automatically all of it becomes kodesh. And also that there were girls before the Kuliyam al Achrayas Kamechav, and it's also Shalafi girls or not. But call upon them, this is the Machloikis syndrome. Whether it is Kaddish 40 out of the 80, or whether all 80 have to become Kaddish, and then the Pshat is nothing is Kaddish. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. Now we're holding Daf Ayin Chesam Beis, the bottom of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Shochato chutz lezmano. Let's say they shechted the korban toido with a machsheves pigul. They had a mind to eat from the meat or to eat from the lechem tomorrow, the wrong day. Or else for chutz lemkoyma, they had a mind to eat from it in the wrong place. So locher is kidesh alechem. Yes, lechem is kodesh. Since it makes the psul pigul here, it makes the psul. The avoidus exceeded done. Therefore, it's called the korban was brought, and therefore the lechem is kodesh. And who are din? It's nasa pigol or postel. Avad lemaisi can't eat this lechem. Now it has a psul pigol. Whereas chutz mekayim it's postel. But I call upon him the kedusha was chal upon the lechem. What's going to be shochato v'nimtzeis treifa? Let's say they shechted the korban atoida, and afterwards they found out that the korban was a treifa. Then like kiddush alechem, and the lechem has no kaddish. That's like a psul koydim shchita. The korban was not fit, so it's the sack and the shchita is not mekadesh the lechem. What's going to be shochato v'nimtzeis balas mum? Let's say after the shecht of the korban, now they found out that it became a balmum, that it was a nikka before, let's say, bedukin shabayin, a balmum in the eye. So Rebbe Lezer, oimer, kiddush, yes, still the lechem has its kedusha. We'll see in the Gemara why. Since the mum is not nikka so much, she holds as a loch like your mother, lo yerdu, that the korban is, the lechem is kiddush. The chomer say no, lo kiddush, no, since lemaisa the korban is possum, it's not mekadesh the lechem. What's going to be shochato shleil lishmo? Let's say the shech the korban atoido shleil lishmo, not l'shem atoido l'shem another korban. Or else v'chein el hamluyim. The same thing by the el hamluyim. If they would shech to l'shem another korban shleil lishmo, that they're also lechems brought with el hamluyim. We have before the three different types of matzahs. V'chein shnekivsi atzeres. The same thing by shvuis when we bring the shtei lechem. But the shchitus of the kivsi atzeres is mekadesh shtei alechem. In these three cases, sheshocht and shleil lishmon. If you shecht the korban shleil lishmon, the lachri is loy kiddush alechem. The lechem does not become kaddish. Now the Gemara says, mas nisin mani Rabbi Meir. Our mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. The Tanya will learn like this. Ze haklal. This is the klal. That kol shep yisul lekodim shchito. Any time the korban became posel before the shchito. Let's say it was a tray form. Then like kiddush alechem, the lechem has no kedusha, wasn't the korban at all. What's going to be though? Pisulay achashchita. Let's say the psul comes the achashchita. Then kiddush alechem, yes, then the lechem is kodesh. Because then it's called the shchita. So maybe the kedusha was chal already. Now shoch to chutz l'zman v'chutz l'mkoymoy kiddush alechem. Why? Because this is a psul that chal after the shechita. Like it's a shechita done with pickle, but it's always called the machleches pickle is called an avoido. So since the psul is chal like after shechita, therefore it's kiddush alechem. What's going to be though shocht of an incest trefer? Let's say you made a shechita and you found out the animal is a trefer, so it's a psul even before the shechita, then like kiddush alechem. Then the